This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
It's Capricorn FM, Limpopo's Higher Frequency, 12 minutes after 4. Welcome to the second hour of the show. My name is Complexion, and I welcome you to a very great conversation that we are having right now. You know, every time you hear a song, you must know that the brewer we're about to talk to is behind that. If we are to talk about his catalog, I think we're going to need the whole day to play some of his songs. I mean, if you think of Questa, Spirit, you think of Questa Tap Singers Fela, you think My Babo Questa, you think Auntie Kid X, you think Mtanomuntu Kid X with Shwi Nomtekala. Aha, the list goes on. Magwa, how you doing, brother?
I'm okay, how are you?
We're doing great, my friend. Hey, your catalogue is very long, eh? If we are to start now, we're not going to finish.
Yeah, I'm even surprised. You haven't mentioned AKA, KOA. It's a lot.
Casper New Vest, Busi, Young Chief. My man, it's a lot. That's why I said, once you hear Ngati Seven Zesumo Tibaba, then you must know what's going down.
Yeah, you must know.
I know we have Seven Zesumo Tine. No, my friend, you are very surgical on production, and congratulations for the consistency we have seen over the years. I think sometimes we don't give producers the much props that they deserve. My friend, you deserve your flowers while you can still smell them. You are doing amazing stuff, bro.
Take the word.
Sure. So what's been keeping you busy, and how does it feel to officially make a return? I mean, you didn't just make a return now with Ilanga, but, you know, you have been there. Kuzumba Newosama, you gave us that, amongst other hits as well.
It feels great. Like, it feels great to be back in studio, creating music.
Yeah.
No, because I've been away since, like, 2022, 23, 24, 25. Then later in October 2025, yeah, that's when I released Mkuzumbani. And yeah, people have been telling me, hey, go back to making music again. So I had to find myself, but it feels good to be back again.
Yeah. What does your music creation process look like? I mean, you have done this for many years, and you have done this for a lot of people. How long would you say it takes you to create a hit?
Well, creating a hit depends. Sometimes it's 5 minutes. Sometimes, you know, you plan around the song that you want to make, who do you want to have on the song, how it must sound like, how it must feel like. So it depends. Some hits I've made them within 5 minutes.
Wow.
Some, maybe takes weeks or even a month, like plotting, recording, Eritro, say, Questa, Aguale, a PK Versi, are a hierarchy, meaning Kiri, no, this one is fine, are no, Kiri, hey, this one is the one, are okay, he may be the one. So, yeah, it depends.
Yeah, someone is listening to this interview and thinking, hey, I've been working on a hit for the past 4 years and it's not coming together. When it takes you just a mere 5 minutes. So, let's talk about Ilanga, the sun. What does a title symbolize for you personally?
Hey, you see, that's a tricky question, because the person who made the hook is the one who knows it. What was he thinking? Ari ilang elishe, nilbonele ni ilanga. So for me personally, I would interpret it like a brand new day, whatever, like new opportunities, new money. What you were saying, let's say yesterday things didn't go well, today is a new day. Obviously, new opportunities. Yeah, again, like you press the refresh button, restart, you reset it. So for me, reset. I think it.
I was telling the team the other day that I think you should have titled the song "Jaiva Satan."
So you know, Jaiva Satan.
Yeah,
I know. I ilanga. Also, because ilanga on the hook. Yeah, repeat and I go tell you, but that opening line.
Yes.
Yeah, Questa Jaiva Satan.
Yes.
Yeah, it's the one. In other words.
So how do you define your sound? I mean, right now, I'm a little lost. You know, I don't know which wave are you riding on. I mean, we have known you to produce, you know, a lot of hip hop artists, and you know, you did a little bit of this and a little bit of that as far as dance music is concerned. But now you drop a piano song and it's a flipping hot piano song. What wave are you on now?
What I would say is, no, I'm just making good music.
Okay.
For me, it's all about music. No, I think that's what I can't say. I'm going to go. I'm not sure what I'm saying. Anything. So, for me, it's like get a music. As long as the music is not there, I.
Okay. So, is it just a single or are you working on an EP or album?
Right now, I'm not working on anything. I'm just in studio creating. If it's not me, it's songs that I'm on. If it's not songs that I'm on, it's songs that I produce. So right now, I'm just making music. I guess panelo would be anything, not even EP or album. I'm just making music. I'm just creating.
Yeah. I can imagine what a studio session like. You have an artist that comes and says, I'm fine, ngilalela ama beats that you have made. And there's one that you had reserved for yourself. How do you go about changing your mind and handing it over to the next person?
Let me tell you a funny story. When I first met Questa,
yeah,
I was playing beats, and then one other beat, and it is so great. Then I was like, nah, I can see. I don't know. It's when later, you know, it's all stuff that is under eight. He take a walk, go record, I own. This is me and him first time meeting.
Yeah.
Oh, I shop on my e, never try to put to my nana, Tina, so try to pull me down and that. Till today, PTL is a skeptical guy on. Like, it's not one of my best production, I would say, but yeah, that's how Nali the artist relationship is. So sometimes I see PTAKI rejecting you on. It's a grief that, nah, it's okay to, I don't even feel it, then artist race. And they go on and create a smash hit song. So it's wild on this whole thing out of studio. Sometimes sometimes you don't even like the beat yourself as a producer, but artist didn't know this one is a hit.
It's definitely the one.
So that tells you where people hear differently from when the way we can get in all the studio create.
Sure. My friend, we are very excited about the kind of work that you do. How do people get in touch with you for bookings and following?
People can follow me on Instagram, Neo.Makwa, Facebook, Neo.Makwa, on Twitter, Pondo.Makwa, and TikTok, Pondo.Makwa. So my booking details are there. So whenever they follow me, go by way of a profile, they will see everything about in order for them to contact me.
Yeah. Are there people who think that Makwa is your nickname?
A lot of people say, Makwa is my nickname, and that's my surname, Neo Makwa.
Exactly.
Yeah, because I was lazy to say in Korea. But why do you have a quest? Because it's Zago. Zago is his surname.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I was like, nah, Kibaka surname. And then this other time, Kunwaka Kunzu, hey. This is a different
exactly.
Yeah,
and it's also a sign of respect when you refer to a person with their surname or by their surname.
Yes, that's why I'm so makitu. I am dang atres akama. Because
the streets respect you.
No, kili bito la yabos. Yeah, I chose to go by my surname.
Yeah, no. The respect is definitely there, my friend. You have earned mine a long time ago. And thank you so much for making time to come through and join us. We are going to sign out of this conversation with your brand new single titled Ilanga, which features Questa and a very talented vocalist named Bontle RSA. Makwa, thank you so much for your time, the brother.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.